The parent says, my daughter has had encopresis for 3 years. Her stools are now daily and soft on X-lax twice a day, but she still has some accidents. How do I know if this is behavioral or really an overflow?
Yeah, that's a great question, and possibly one of the most common questions we get, which is, you know, a child has had some really good success. They've been using their laxative regularly. They've been implementing the behavioral elements to the intervention, and now they're trying to figure out what do they do if the kid's still having accidents. I mean, this is a real problem. And one of the struggles we have in particular is how do we know if the ongoing encopresis is due to excess laxative use? You know, is the amount of laxative that the child is taking, is that actually leading to seepage? Or is this a more behavioral issue where the child is, from the parent's point of view, just not doing what they need to do? So those are the things that need to be deciphered with the child. And the first place probably to start is if the child is taking a certain amount of laxative and is still having incontinence or still having encopresis, then start to slowly reduce that laxative amount. And within You Can Poop Too, it basically goes through a very clear process of how to do that titration and how to begin to decipher how best to move forward, or how best to decipher whether it is the medication or the encopresis, the overflow. Once that process has started, so once a parent has started to decrease the laxative amount, if they find that the child is no longer having accidents, the easy answer is that they had just not needed as much laxative as they might once needed before. Oftentimes, children require a certain amount of laxative or medication early on, and then as their body begins to adapt and as their colon shrinks, they then don't need as much, and so they really need to be titrated off of these laxatives. And the body is way of telling us that is by, having leakage. So that is one primary way of being able to determine that. Now, if they lower the laxative and they find that the child continues to have the accident, then the other side of the coin is that they may not have been ever fully cleaned out, and they might need to go back to the beginning of the process, ensure clean out using enemas or high-dose laxatives, and then begin anew. So it is really a tricky part of the intervention, and trying to decipher that becomes perhaps one of the most difficult parts of how to move forward with treatment. But You Can Poop Too does a really nice job of trying to walk parents through that process and really try to give the information about how to self-assess that and when to contact their pediatrician or somebody else if they need to.